Sofia Coppola's latest film, The Beguiled, is based on the 1966 book by Thomas Cullinan, originally titled The Painted Devil, and the screenplay by Albert Maltz and Irene Camp from the 1971 film adaptation of Cullinan's book. The Beguiled is set in Virginia on what remains of a plantation 3 years into the Civil War. The plantation is now a girls' school run by Miss Martha, whose father owned the plantation. Also living there are Miss Edwina, the teacher, and five girls ranging in age from 12 to late teens. They were forced for various reasons at the start of the war to remain at the school rather than return to their homes around the South. With the war at their doorstep, the girls have been unable to venture far and are living a very sheltered life until 12-year-old Amy stumbles across a wounded Union soldier, Corporal McBurney, not far from the plantation. She helps him back to the plantation where he is cared for by Miss Martha, Edwina, and the girls. All are fascinated by McBurney, and presumably each has something they want. It's been said that no one is perfect, and with this film, Sofia Coppola provides new evidence of just how true that statement is. The Beguiled is certainly far from perfect, and it starts with Coppola's screenplay and directing. Coppola based her screenplay on the original from 1971 by Albert Maltz and Irene Camp. Right from the get-go, the stage is set as the Civil War South, and with the film's name blazoned across the screen a la Gone with the Wind, the viewer anticipates a film with grandness and sweeping views. Coppola, however, fails to pull the audience into the moment. The expected grandness ends with the titles, and what follows is an inconsistent rendering of life with war knocking at the door. While the 1971 version was full of flashbacks, which may have helped to build the viewer's background knowledge of the characters and in turn give comprehensible motivation and context for their actions, Coppola steers clear of this device. This would be fine if the dialogue filled in the missing pieces of each character's personal puzzle, but unfortunately, her script does nothing to help the audience understand what the characters are thinking or why they are thinking it. As a result, no clear problem, an essential piece of any story, or relationships between the characters are developed, leaving the audience working hard to try to fill in the gaps. The viewer is not the only one left wondering. The actors seem to be unsure of what motivates their characters as well, so the result is more of a set of eight individual performances rather than an ensemble. They may be sharing the screen, but they certainly aren't aware of one another's presence. One would expect, for example, that a young Southern girl stumbling upon a wounded Union soldier would show some dismay, shock, fear, or even horror. Yet Una Lawrence's Amy shows no surprise and starts up a friendly conversation with McBurney the way one would with a stranger at a friend's party. Nicole Kidman, Kirsten Dunst, and Colin Farrell are all strong actors, but with so little to work with, not even they can overcome the screenplay and seeming lack of direction to create well-rounded, believable characters. The frustrations the characters are supposed to be suffering from seem to stem more from a lack of direction and understanding of the characters than from the desire to be with a member of the opposite sex. Zombies display more life than any of this film's characters. Not surprisingly, other aspects of the production were also lacking. Scenic effects were low quality, and after 3 years of war, sometimes within view of the plantation, one would expect it and the women to be at least a bit bedraggled. It seems, though, Miss Martha was a miracle worker. While the interior of the home was appropriately the worse for wear and the grounds were overgrown, their clothing was immaculate, not a stain, tear, or worn shoe to be seen. The home itself looked like it had just been painted and had nary a nick or bit of peeling paint. Remarkably, with only a small vegetable garden, the women had sumptuous meals every night and even had a full ham for the final celebratory meal. Alas, along with the characters, the environment was totally inconsistent and unbelievable. If you feel the need to waste time and money, The Beguiled is just for you. If, however, you value your time and money, steer clear of this film, for Sofia Coppola seems to have lost, at least for the moment, her usually wonderful abilities to create a really good film. The Beguiled is a tedious 1 hour and 33 minutes in length and is rated R for some sexuality. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.